Well, I don't always know what's going to be put in the bulletin as far as extra things go. I usually have some idea of what they might be, but I'm pretty sure this is the first time I've ever had a sermon title that matched what was in the bulletin without knowing what was going to be in the bulletin. So I'm going to read the insert and we'll be done. No, I'm not. Tempting as it might be, I think this will be very interesting in that it gives us a couple of different perspectives, if you will, on giving. We don't preach about giving very often. I don't, not because I'm afraid of it particularly, although apparently I should be. Generally speaking, they talk about sermons on giving or your U-Haul sermon. You all know what that is. That's when you're preaching a sermon and the U-Haul's already packed and you're on your way, either because you're leaving or because you're pretty sure you're going to be asked to leave after preaching about giving. Well, we're not going to be doing anything like that. I don't have a U-Haul packed. My parents-in-law do. They're going to be moving off to Vancouver in just a couple of days, so that's the closest we're going to get. And instead, we're going to look at the question, how much should I give? And the bulletin insert gives you some very good guidelines. And I'm not, as far as I know, at cross purposes with anything that's happening in there. They even reference one of the verses in our epistle lesson today out of 2 Corinthians that is very much part of where I'm going with this. Giving is important. It's important to the recipient. It's important to the giver as well. As spiritual people, as religious people, as Christians, as anyone who believes in God, who believes in more than a random universe, giving is a particular kind of act. Giving predates the Christian church by quite a lot. I find it interesting that Paul ends this section of the letter with a quotation from Exodus, the second book in the Bible, going all the way back to the time when the Jews were wandering around, where he says that those who gathered much did not have too much, and those who gathered little did not have too little, as a reminder that God has been interested in who we are and what we have forever. But how much should I give? Well, if we ask around, there are people who will tell you on an ongoing basis how much you should give. And you get all kinds of useless information, like you should give till it hurts, which I think is just silly. You should give whatever's left over, which I think is impossible. Left over? There's never anything left over. I'm sure they exist. I have never met a person who couldn't spend all the money they had and maybe a little bit more. And not on foolish things, but on things of value. So neither one of those are terribly helpful. But Paul tells us that we should give. And he gives us some ideas about why we should give. And even more importantly, about how we should give. And the how isn't the details. You know, you should put it in an envelope and put it in the church. That's one way, of course. You can send it to any one of hundreds and thousands of competent charities who will use your money well, who will make sure that it's invested so it returns the most good. You can give money to people who ask you for it on the street without running them through a questionnaire even. You can just give it to them because they ask. But the how that I'm talking about comes back a little bit more to us. How do we decide how much we should give or how much I should give? Well, the key to giving in this passage and in many others is willingness. Giving under compulsion, while the money changes hands and it spends just the same, isn't really giving. In much the same way that when you're younger, and if you have siblings, this probably happened to you at least once, when you are forced to apologize to your sibling for something you did, the words have passed your lips. And it's possible you even meant them, but it's also possible that you didn't mean them at all. There was no willingness to apologize because, well, they deserved it, or whatever might have justification crossed your mind. We should give willingly, but what does that mean and why? Being willing to give means that you have a deep understanding that what you have, in a very real sense, is a gift in the first place. something that you should hold on to lightly rather than tightly, and that you should be prepared to provide it to others who need it when they do. But what does that mean? And how do we look at this? Well, Paul, who speaks about giving quite a lot, has some interesting advice here. He says, our desire is not that others might be relieved while you are hard pressed. So this idea that you should give yourself into poverty as a virtue in and of itself, I think we need to get rid of that. There are some people who are called to poverty. There are religious traditions where that's part of what they do. They don't own things. Whatever money they might acquire in any way goes back into a common pool, and that's fine. Very few people are called to that. Many of us have lived through what we consider poverty in student days and other times. Probably shouldn't call it that, because compared to the real thing, it's not that bad. But that's not what Paul's talking about. He's not saying that when you see someone in need, you should reverse positions, that you should give them all that you have so you are now in need. No, that verse continues. It says, our desire is not that others might be relieved while you are hard-pressed, but that there might be equality. Now, we can go a little crazy on this as well. Equality in this sense, in the way Paul is using it, and to be honest, in most senses, does not mean identical. Paul is not saying that we should count up everything we have and make sure that what we have is identical to everyone else. First of all, it's impossible. And second of all, it doesn't really accomplish anything. If you take two people and give them the identical amounts of money and resources, and you plunk one of them here in Moose Jaw, and you plunk the other one in sub-Saharan Africa, are they equal? Not even close. With what we would consider an acceptable minimum in Canada, in many parts of the world, would be an extraordinarily wealthy person. If we go the other way and we live on $6 or $7 a day, does that make us equal to someone in Bangladesh who makes the clothes that we wear? No, we're not equal. Equality is something more complex than that. It's more nuanced than that, which makes it more difficult. It would be nice if there was a formula that we could read in the Bible that says, if your name begins with B, you should give this much money every week. It would be convenient, to be sure. It's not there, and it's not going to appear there anytime soon. What we're looking for when we're trying to decide is how much we should give, is we want to give in directions that bring people closer to an equality of resources, an equality of opportunity. Which means that we should be giving to people who have less than us. Sometimes that's difficult. Depending on where you live, depending on how you spend your days, you may never run across someone in person who is less well off than you, at least not that you can tell. We're very good in Western culture at hiding need. So how do you deal with that? Well, there's all kinds of ways you can deal with it. And how you do it is up to you. But as you pursue your gifts that you might move people towards equality, I would recommend that you look carefully at where your money goes. Giving it to the church, a place that has got controls in place to make sure that things don't go sideways and your money doesn't go in bad places, it's a good choice. There are many charities out there that will ensure that what you do does what you want it to do. There are people who feel that because they don't have a lot of money, that they're off the hook when it comes to giving. And you are off the hook for giving money. And while Paul here is primarily talking about giving of money, for if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have. If you don't have a lot of money, and there are lots of reasons why you don't, God isn't asking you to give money. It says so right there. We're not supposed to give what we don't have. We give from what we do have. And if we don't have money, then maybe we can give time. Maybe our volunteer hours are our giving. We tend to dismiss this because we can't write it down on a tax form. Or we can't count it up easily and match it up against someone else. Do you see where I'm going with this? This is not a good way of thinking. How much should I give? I should first figure out what I have, get some idea of what I need, and then give on that basis. I don't know if you've noticed, but in most things, God trusts us to do the right thing without really spelling it out. This is frustrating for a particular kind of personality all the time, and it's frustrating for all of us at least some of the time, I think. But this is another area where God trusts us to do what's right. He trusts us to develop the discipline of giving through the grace of willingness. Paul says in other places, and Scripture backs this up all over the place, that God loves a cheerful giver, someone who gives not out of a sense of compulsion, but out of a sense of gratitude for what we already have. Giving not that we will receive a blessing in return in some peculiar kind of quid pro quo, where if we give to the church, God owes us blessing, because that doesn't work that way either. But instead, we're called to develop a generous spirit. That we're called to be the kind of people who, when we hear about a need, look at our resources and see if we can meet that need in whole or in part. And how much we should give is based on who we are now. When I was younger, before I was married, I could give lots of money to things, and I did give money to things. Not sure what the percentage was, but it was in sort of a, just look at how big the pile of money is. It was more than I could do when I was in school. I didn't have a job. I was paying to go to school. When Heather and I were first married, when we first had children, when we first got into a house, all of these things affect what you can do as far as money goes. Does that mean you stop giving? No, it does not. Because how much should we give isn't measured solely in dollars and cents. It's measured in what we give from what we have and the motives behind it. Paul tells us that the way to give an acceptable gift is to do it from a willing heart. Now, there are some people who will use this as an opportunity to never give because their heart is never willing enough, whatever that might mean. There's no measure of willingness, at least no objective measure that I've ever come across. Being willing comes from a deep understanding of what you've been given, of how blessed you are, of looking around the world and seeing that, yes, there are many people who are better off than we are, but there are many more who aren't. And out of all that we've been given, we have a responsibility to return some of it. Like I said, very few people are called to a life of poverty. In all of Jesus' discussion about giving, there's only one person he ever said should give everything away. And I think there was more going on there than just money. We should give to the measure of our ability to give, that we might continue to discharge the responsibilities and the obligations that God has given to us already, but not that we might have so much left over that we can hoard it, that we can look at it as a source of value of who we are, that we can look at it as insulation against the slings and arrows of life so we don't have to depend on God. You'll notice that Paul doesn't call us to do everything we possibly can to fix every problem. He said, God wants you to be willing to give to those who need, that there might be some form of equality, which we will not accomplish in a single gift, at least not often. But we can be part of a movement that says that all human beings have value. And equality of resources and equality of opportunity is important. And we need to do what we can to make that happen. But to do it willingly, out of a heart that knows all that we have, all that we have been given. Out of an experience of life that says that God will not leave us hanging when we give. How much should I give? It depends. Some days it's money. Some days it's time. Some days it's prayer. Some days it's the experience and the talents and the gifts I have. And I think that's the same for all of us. Take a look at what you have. Take a look at what you need. Take a look at what you can do. And do it with a willing heart. Amen.